This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is adding to the cruelty of its numbers. In the pandemic's hardest hit country, more than half the American states are seeing sometimes dramatic rises in case counts. The totals to this point, 2.4 million infections and more than 124,000 fatalities. New infections yesterday, close to 40,000. Texas is among the states doing some second guessing over the pace of their reopening plans as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. It is paying a price. Texas has been seeing daily highs for new virus cases. And today, Governor Greg Abbott ordered bars statewide to close and scale back restaurant dining, all in the interest of stemming the alarming spread of the disease. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, Texas, the capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The state's death toll stands at just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, about 20% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Arizona has recorded some 63,000 cases. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases, with a death toll approaching 500,000. A White House coronavirus task force briefing is underway at this hour, the first in nearly 2 months. It began a short while ago, led by Vice President Mike Pence. He praised state reopening efforts, but acknowledged rising caseloads. The vice president also said he would soon visit Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Florida is another COVID-19 hotspot with rapidly growing virus numbers. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. consumer spending in May jumped by a record 8.2%. It followed drops of 6.6% in March and 12.6% in April. 30 million Americans remain jobless, but the government has pumped about $20 billion a week into the economy through a series of pandemic relief measures. Elsewhere in the world, India finds itself firmly in the grasp of the pandemic. With more than 17,000 new cases, the nationwide figure is moving toward 500,000 and a loss of 15,300 lives. The resumption of Indian railway service has been put off until the second week of August. Delhi's case count alone tops 70,000. Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country, has surpassed 50,000 COVID cases with at least 2,600 fatalities. The government says the pandemic is likely to raise the country's poverty level above 10%. South Korea is reporting dozens of new COVID cases today, once again mainly from the area in and around Seoul. China, meanwhile, says it's moving closer to containing an outbreak in Beijing, where 11 new cases are being reported today. An outbreak in Australia has produced 36 additional cases, most in the state of Victoria. Authorities say they have tested 20,000 people in the suburbs of Melbourne. In Spain, the official in charge of the country's virus response says imported COVID infections are a growing concern. This as Europe prepares to welcome more visitors. Mexico reports some of its highest 24-hour case counts, with 6,100 new virus transmissions and another 736 deaths. Totals for Mexico, close to 203,000 corona cases and more than 25,000 lives lost. Peru now ranks sixth in the world in cases. Chile is seventh. Between them, some 528,000 infections and close to 4,000 deaths. In the midst of the pandemic, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Supreme Court to overturn the Affordable Care Act, best known as Obamacare. The high court filing came the same day the government reported that close to 500,000 people who lost their health insurance to the economic shutdown have gotten coverage through Obamacare. The administration's legal brief makes no mention of the coronavirus. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a far-reaching police overhaul bill, which now goes to the Senate. The measure includes a ban on the use of chokeholds and would end qualified immunity for police officers, making them liable for the use of excessive force. The House vote was heavy with emotion and symbolism as a divided Congress struggles to address the global outcry over the deaths of George Floyd and other black Americans in police custody. The House action came after Democrats blocked the Republican Senate bid to advance its own police reform bill. The governor of Colorado has ordered prosecutors to reopen the investigation into the death of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man put into a chokehold by police in suburban Denver last year. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.